sweetest friends, this year should be a special s'fus for Avi Morini Marasi Sheyichyu Nishmas, Ravar Ben Yaakov Shachna, Yaakov Shlomo Ben Dov Ber, Yaakov Ben Pinchas Halevi. They should all have an Aliyas Neshama. And we're going to be discussing the Isser of cannibalism. How often do you hear shiurim about that? Interesting. So we will see. The pasa, the Tosis in Sanhedrin, and Afnun Vavam at Beis, tells us that Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat, was not allowed to kill an animal and then eat it. That Adam HaRishon was not allowed to do. He's not allowed to kill an animal and then eat it. But let's say the animal dies by itself. He's allowed to eat it. Otherwise, what do you need an Isser of Eiver Min HaChai for? What does Eiver Min HaChai tell you? You're not allowed to eat the flesh of a living animal. Wait a second. If anyway Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat, so it's Pashut that Eiver Min HaChai is Aser. So what's the Chiddush that Eiver Min HaChai is Aser if anyway Adam's not allowed to eat meat? So the answer is that Be'etzem Adam HaRishon is allowed to eat meat. Adam HaRishon's allowed to eat meat. What he's not allowed to do is he's not allowed to kill an animal to eat it. And therefore you would think that if it dies on its own, you're allowed to eat it. So you might think they're also allowed to eat Eiver Min HaChai. That's where Adam HaRishon needed an Isser of Eiver Min HaChai. So if it dies on its own, he's allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to kill it to eat it. And if it falls off a living animal, he's also not allowed to eat it because of Eiver Min HaChai. That's Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Sifsei Chachamim in Bereishis, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes, says the same word in Rashi. Rashi tells us that men in an animal kingdom are only allowed to eat vegetation. And all of what that was asur to Adam was Adam and Chava were not allowed to kill an animal and eat them. So it says it's Mashman Rashi that if the animal dies, he's allowed to eat, he's just not allowed to kill. How does Rashi get that? If the Torah says you're only allowed to eat vegetation, so he's only allowed to eat vegetation. So mehechitesi that if an animal dies by itself, he's allowed to eat it. So the Sifsei Chacham says, I'll tell you how we know. Because why did the Torah have to ask her? Why did the Torah have to ask her every menachai? Why did Hashem have to ask her every menachai to Adam? Anyway, he's not allowed to eat meat. It must be that he's allowed to eat meat. And the meat he's allowed to eat is if it dies on its own. He's just not allowed to kill an animal to eat it. But if it dies on its own, he's allowed to eat it. And you might think if it fell off a living animal, he's allowed to eat it. That's why Eiver Min HaChai says, no, he's not allowed to. So that's Tosfos in the Sifsei Chachamim, the Yad Ramah. And Sanhedrin says, Adam's not allowed to eat any meat, even if it dies by itself. But then we have a kasha. So what do we need to say Eiver Min HaChai? Anyway, he's not allowed to eat meat. That's a kasha in the Yad Ramah. So, Marina Rabbeinu Agon, Rebbe Pavarsky Shlita, the Panovich Rosh Yeshiva, in his Bat Kodesh on Sanhedrin, Makos, and Likutim, writes as follows. The Rambam says in Ma'acholos Asuros, in the second parak in the third halacha, that if a person eats Mipsaro, then he doesn't get Malkus, but it's an Isser Asay. Because it says that you're allowed to eat certain animals. So, Zosachaya Shertochelu. These animals you're allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to eat any other type of animals, inality to human beings. So it's a lava b'mechlal essay. You're allowed to eat these living beings, these chayas, but not us. So it's a lava b'mechlal essay is an essay. Here it says this yes, others no. That is the status of an essay. So according to the Rambam, eating human flesh is a mitzvah essay. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid says, how could it be that you're allowed to, the Rambam paskins, and we know that the milk that comes from a human being is mutter. How's it mutter to drink human milk? It's a pella how the milk comes out after the woman gives birth. Mamash a pella. Now the mother can feed the baby. It's unbelievable. Marabu Masech Hashem. Anyway, why do we need basu? Why do we need chalav to be mutter? Why don't we say that since it came from a human being who's forbidden, it's also forbidden? Why don't we say that since it comes from a human being, then the chalav should also be forbidden? How do you permit milk? Why is chalav adam mutter? So the answer is that it's not yotzei min ha'isur. Ravid holds that human flesh is not asur to eat. Nobody wants to eat it, but it's not asur. So the Chasam Sofer in Ksubis and Daf Samach suggests that maybe Chalav Adam is a special heter. Just like we're allowed to eat, the Gemara in Bechoros, we're allowed to eat the animal, the milk of an animal, we have a special heter, even though it's Yotzei Min HaChai. So we're also allowed to eat, drink the milk of a human being, which is coming out of a person, even though the human flesh is Aser. But that's not the way the Ravid holds. The Rambam holds this in Isser Asay, to eat human flesh. The Ravid doesn't hold it's Aser at all. Now it says in Shabbos and Daf Kufchaf Amid Beis that if a person had God's name written on his flesh, he shouldn't wash himself, it'll wash off. And now it'll erase God's name. If he has a tefillah shel mitzvah, so he should wrap something around it and go into the mikvah. And it's because of the Isser Mechikas Hashem, the Menchas Chinuch, and Tav Lamed Zayin writes that he has a suffix. If you write Hashet, the shame, the Malkum Shal Asur Lekosvo, is there an Isser of Mechika? And he writes his opinion that it's Asur Lichtov is Hashem Al Or Behema Tumeya. You're now allowed to write God's name on the skin of a Tame animal, because it says in Shabbos Choftes, you're now allowed to write tefillin on Or Behema Tumei, Lamanti Ataras Shem Beficha, Men HaMusar Mutar Beficha. So he says this is not just a psul, it's also an isser. So we can say according to that there's no isser mechika, because this isn't the proper place. If you write it, the Shem Hashem, in a place that it's not allowed to be written, maybe there's no isser mechika, because it wasn't allowed to be there in the first place. And he proves this from the Gemara in Shabbos. If you have a Shem written on your flesh, you shouldn't wash yourself with Das HaRambam. Basar Adam is not allowed to be eaten. It's an Isser Aseh, so it's like a Behemoth Tumeya. You're not allowed to write tefillin, say for Torah Mezuzah, on a Basar Behemoth Tumeya, because it has to be Min HaMutar Beficha, what you're allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to eat these animals. So Hu Adin, human flesh that you're not allowed to eat, you're also not allowed to write God's name there. So just like by human flesh, we see in the Gemara, even though you're not allowed to write God's name, even though it's usher to be eaten according to the Rambam, yet the Gemara still says you're not allowed to erase it. So too, if you write it on the skin of a forbidden animal, even though you weren't allowed to write it there, you're still not allowed to erase it, because he equates it to human flesh. Human flesh, you're not allowed to write God's name. Human flesh is usher b'achila, and if you write God's name there, you're not allowed to erase it. So who adin? When it comes to animals, writing on impure animals, on kosher animals, even though you're not allowed to write Hashem's name there, because he holds that it's not just a psul, it's an iser, min hamutar shebeficha, nevertheless, if you write it there, you are not allowed to erase it, just like human flesh. But it's not so pashut, because if you hold that according to the Rambam, human skin is pasul for ksivas, say for Torah, tefillin, and mezuzas. So in the Bat Kodesh, in Siman Lamed Aleph, in the previous Siman, in Masechah Sanhedrin, he explains pshat in the tefillin shel rosh, It's like Shem Shamayim that's written on a person's head. So, according to the Mahalach there, Ayin Sham, it's difficult to say that Or HaAdam is pasul for Ksivas Stam, because that's exactly what the Tefillin Shel Rosh are. It's like we consider it as written on a person's flesh. So it would appear that Bevadai, hopefully we'll have a shir on that sugya. It would appear that Bevadai, it's not right to say that a person is Mimin Tameh, like a Behemah Tameh. And that the Rambam says that Basara Adam is Asur Be'esei, what it means is as follows. That just like Basar is Asur Adam Arishon Ba'achila, Ein in Yano, Shehu Ma'acholos Asuros. That just like it's Asur for Adam Arishon to eat Basar. It's not that it's Ma'acholos Asuros, but rather Me'ikar Adin, the whole Bria is Lashem. And you're now allowed to take it and use it only what's given to you men Hashemayim. And in that it says, V'aretz nasan lefnei Adam. The earth was given to man, and therefore to Adam Arishon, all that was given was the Yerek Esav, the vegetation, and not the flesh. And we also see Rashi and Tosfos that it wasn't forbidden to kill an animal. It wasn't forbidden to eat a ready dead animal. It's only forbidden to kill an animal. And that's because he has no schus in the Balei Chaim, he has no rights to killing an animal. But if it dies by itself, he's allowed to eat it. And the opinion of the Ad Ramah is that even if it dies by itself, it's Asur. And the opinion is that that also wasn't given to him. That it wasn't, the only thing given to him was Yerek Esav, that's the only thing he's allowed to eat. Only Lenoach Banav Hutur V'nita Ganav Basar. Only they're allowed to eat meat. And it would appear Pashut, that even to Adam Arishon, it was kosher to write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos in theory on the Oros of Behemah Torah, even though it was usher to him, because it's not an Isser Achila, it just wasn't given to him to eat. It's not Midine Ma'achalas Asuros. It's that the earth was given to man, but only what it was given for. And this wasn't given to him. He has no rights in eating this animal, but it wasn't an Isser Achila. And if the animal died by itself, he was allowed to eat it. He just had no rights to kill the animal and eat it. And according to the Yad Ramah, even if the animal died, he wasn't allowed to eat it, but it was. Because it wasn't Midin Ma'acholos Asuros. It was just that it wasn't given to him. He didn't have the rights to it. Just like sometimes you don't have rights to money, you don't have the right to use my car. It's not Midin Ma'acholos Asuros. So according to this, it would appear that the Yisod Din Basar Adam is that even after Basar La'achila was given to Noach Ulabanav, they're allowed to eat meat, nevertheless, Basar Adam remains with its original din. That a person was not given for eating. Certain things were given for eating, and certain things weren't given for eating. You know what wasn't given for eating? Human beings. And it remains with its original list that was given to Adam Arishon. And Basar Adam wasn't given La'achila L'bnei Adam. But it's not Mimin HaTameh, it's not B'dinei Ma'acholos Asuros. And therefore, like we said, that Tefillin Shel Rosh is like it's written. It's like Shem Hashem. V'yiru kol aretz ki Shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha. It's like it's written on the person. It's like it's written on his flesh. So Mimela, his flesh isn't considered Ma'acholos Asuros. It just wasn't given over for eating. It wasn't given over for eating purposes. And that remains from Adam Arishon. And with this we can understand that a shame that was written on Gufo Shel Adam has its Kedusha. And it retains its Kedusha. And it's not excluded that we said before, right, that if you learn Pshat in the Gemara that you're not allowed to write Tefillin and Or Behemah Tameya, it's not only a Psul, but it's an Isser, but that doesn't apply to human flesh. And therefore the Gemara discusses erasing the inhalator, or erase the name of God when it was written on human flesh, because human flesh is an aser. There isn't an iser of machalas asuras. There's an iser of machalas asuras. Then maybe it wouldn't be aser to erase, because there's an iser to write it on Or Behema Tumea. So if there was an iser to write it also on human flesh, like Or Behema Tumea, maybe like the Minchas Chinuch suggested, maybe it would be aser. Maybe it would be mutter to erase. But the answer is no. That the flesh of a person is not like the flesh of an animal. The flesh of an animal is an iser achila. The flesh of a human being just wasn't given for achila. But it's not in the category of machalas asuros. Therefore, it's kasher l'ksivas stam. And if it's written, God, Shem Hashem is written on it. Ksivas stam is sefer Torah and tefillin mezuzah. If Shem Hashem is written, then you're not allowed to erase it. Because it's not mimina tameh. So according to this, we can answer the kasha of the Ravid. Ravid asked, why is the milk and blood permitted by achila? The Gemara says in Ksuba Samach Amar Aleph that the blood of a person, if it's Bein Shinav, he doesn't have to worry about drinking it. It's still inside his mouth. And the milk of a woman, a person's not allowed to nurse from a woman, but if it was already Piresh Min Aisha and it went into a kos, the Gemara there says, you can look it up, Ksuba Stav Samach Amar Aleph, it's Mutar B'Shtia. So the Ravid's Kasha was, in the Rambam, why are chelbo b'dama shalada mutter? Why don't we say a din of yotzeim and aser aser? You, the Rambam, holds that basara adam is aser. So if basara adam is aser, then the chalav and the dam should also be aser. And the answer is that when do we say kol yotzeim and aser aser? What emerges from something aser is also aser. That's only machalas asuros. If it's aser medin machalas asuros, then what comes out is aser. But a human being is not midin machalas asuras. Right, it says from the pasuk of Hatmeim that was said by Shratzim, it asers siran verodfan. It asers the gravy. So, and the brine. So the that's when it's the animal itself is aser, so what comes out of it is also aser. What comes out of the animal is aser, just like the animal is aser. But that's because the animal is aser medin machalas asuros. But a person, there's no iser, because a person is not considered a machal aser. A human being is not fodder, it's not food. You're just not allowed to eat it, but it's not even in the category of food. So what's not in the category of food? Human flesh. But milk and dam is. So a baby is allowed to nurse from his mother, and if you have blood ben ashinayim, that's also permitted. So the Rambam is correct. There is an Isser Aseh. But that's because it wasn't given to him for eating. And not that it's Begeder Macholas Asuros. And therefore what comes out of that flesh of a person, the Cholav and the Dam, is not going to be Aser. And even the Isser the Brisa says it's like Yonek Sheketz. When it's lo pireish menayisha, if somebody sucks from a woman's breast, that's only going to be an issur de rabbanan. But the rice, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's mutter because a person's not a machol. So it's not yotzei mi machol as asur. It's only forbidden food. Food that comes out of forbidden food is asur, but a person's not considered forbidden food. But he's not allowed to be eaten because, again, human beings It wasn't part of the heter. Certain things were given to man to eat and certain things weren't. So when you have animals, animals were not given to man to eat. Or at least according to Rashi, Tosis not to kill them, according to the Adorama, to eat them at all. But this Eser Adam Arishon wasn't Midin Macholas Asuras. It just wasn't given to him. And therefore Adam Arishon, even though he wasn't allowed to eat meat, but if he would have written Stam and Aris Behema Tahara, it would have been Mutter, even though he wasn't allowed to eat it. Because it wasn't Aser Al Tzmacholas Asuras. And according to this, it's Miyushab also, the din of Avram and Achai. Sheneser Al Adam Arishon. And even according to the Yad Ramah, we asked the Kash in the Yad Ramah, why do we have to Aser Avram and Achai to man? He's not even allowed to eat any flesh. He's not allowed to eat any dead animal. So Pashat, he's not allowed to eat Avram and Achai. He's not allowed to eat any animal. So the answer is that the yisod of the Yisr of Basar is not because of Machalas Asuras. It just wasn't given to man to eat, and it was permitted afterwards for Bnei Noach. But the Yisr Avram and Achai, that's Mehilchos Machalas Asuras. So therefore we need that coming from a different place. And what would be a nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Beseder, at the end of the day, you're not allowed to eat any flesh of any creature. So what does it matter whether it's midin macholas asuros or wasn't given to be eaten? Right? The Avram and Achai is midin macholas asuros. And not to eat any flesh is because it wasn't, man has no rights to eat it. Not because it's considered forbidden food. He just wasn't given the rights in it, just like you're not given the rights to stand in the middle of the highway and dance the kazatska. You just have no rights. Wasn't given to you for that. That's not what the highway is for. So a possible nafkamin would be the gabe tam ki ikar, tarovis, that if you have a mixture and it's, you don't have the ikar food in it, you just have the tam of the food, but not the substance of the food, is it going to be aser? Because maybe tam ki ikar is only aser if it's machalas asuras. If you have, according to the Yad Ramah, if you have avram and achai, that's tam ki ikar, it's aser, because that comes from din machalas asuras. But if in that time you would have had the flesh of a dead animal, or the flesh of a human being, that wouldn't be midin machalas asuros. That would be because it wasn't given to man to be eaten, and therefore tam kicker wouldn't be usher. Some old tam kicker's daraisa. So that'd be a possible nafkamina. So we understand the isser of achilas b'sar adam. The Ravid holds not usher at all. The Rambam holds that it's an isser asay. And we said that it's not b'toras machalas asuros, it's just that it wasn't given to man to be eaten. And we saw the Tosis in the Sifsei Chachamim, who say that the reason you need an Isser of Avram and Achai is because if an animal died on its own, then you're allowed to eat the animal. They hold you're allowed to eat. Adam Rishon was permitted to eat animals when they died on their own. The Yad Ramah argues. So we said, according to the Yad Ramah, what do you need to serve an Achai? You're not allowed to eat any animal. And the answer is, again, this chilik between Macholas Asuros and that it wasn't given to you to be eaten. It wasn't. You have no rights in it. that every menachai is machalos asuros, this is having no rights in it. And we also saw that the human flesh, since it's not midin machalos asuros, so if you write Shem Hashem on it, so that would be in theory, it wouldn't be it's not like writing it on the flesh of Behema Tmeya. And therefore you could say that the Shem Hashem is mamash written on human flesh, the Tfilin Shel Rosh, and it's not Asur because human flesh is a Macholas Asuros. So that's the Lamdisha part, but there's a very, very famous Hakadama of Rav Glasner, who wrote a sefer called Dor Revi, and he discusses eating human flesh. And it's worthwhile noting that the Ra'ah holds that it's takan Isser Torah of Achilas Basar Adam. But let's say you hold that it's not an Isser Torah. That's in Ksubas Daf Samach, also in the Ritva. But let's say it's not Asur Daraisa. Ramban holds that it's not Asur Min HaTorah. Rambam holds it's only an Isser Aseh. So let's say you have a possibility of eating human flesh. Lo aleinu, a person's in a matz of either human flesh or an avela. So according to the strict halacha, it's pashut, human flesh is better. Because an avela is a lav, human flesh is might not even be asur daraisa. So the Sri Deyesh, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, 1885-1966, isn't so sure. He's discussing the Isser of eating Psar Adam in a tshuva that was written, talking about doing hapalah, doing an abortion on a woman who has Ademet, who has rubella. And the doctors say if they don't do this abortion, the child that's born is going to have a very serious mental defects. He talks about this at length. Is there an Isser Mefurish on killing an Ubar? And he equates there between aborting a blemished fetus and eating Basar Adam. So Rav Weinberg writes, Mikol Mokom Inkan Isser Mefurish. As far as abortion goes, no Isser Mefurish. Vavshan Aron Rotsim Atorah Lekayim Isachayim Yisrael Mishmabit Rotsim Moavar Rotsim Atorah Mikol Mokom Isser Mefurish Lamatzanu Bezev Dugma Dabar Isser Achilas Basar Adam Bevadir Neged Rotsim Atorah Belishim Sofik Mikol Mokom Kem Shalom Chetav Torah Lab Mefurish. So the Sri Deyesh says that it's enough to know that it's not Ratzon HaTorah. So even if you have no explicit source for abortion, it's not Ratzon HaTorah. Basar Adam is not Ratzon HaTorah. Even though, strictly speaking, it's not might not be Asur Daraisa, might only be an Isser Aseh. So Rav Glasner, he lived from 1856 to 1925, the great-grandson of Chassam Sofer. He was a rabbi in Klausenburg in Transylvania for 44 years until he made Aliyah 2 years before he died. And he was a big religious Zionist. He was also a big rationalist. Not everybody liked him, you can imagine. And he writes as follows. Sar Adam Ladasa Ramba Mainuela Bisar Ese. Ladasa Rashba Mutra Lagamri Mena Torah. Veata Morna Bachola Shishba Sakana Vilafan of Basar Behema Trefu Basar Adam Eza Basar Yocha. Chinoima Shiocha Basar Adam Shembo is a Torah. Alpha Pisha Micho Kanimus Shemakuba Miklala Noshi Kolocha Lomachil. Sar Adam Mudach Milios Nimna Bain Anoshim Kadeshaleocha Basar Shatara Asra Balav. Ayala Das Shanu Amanifra Amchocha Menova Navra Chokanimus. He says, listen, there's universal law, use the word nomus, comes, that's from the word in Hebrew, we say nimus, Mishpat. Law. He says it's universal law that people don't eat meat. So if you have an option of eating, a person has an option, lo aleinu, of eating Bisar Treifa or Bisar Adam, could it be that we, the Am HaNivchar, the Am Chacham HaNavon, are going to eat human flesh because it's less usur than Bisar Treifa? He said it can't be because you're not considered a normal human being. And he gives another example of Nimus V'cho Kavua. He says, let's say somebody's lying in bed and there's a fire. And the only thing that he sees, he's naked in bed. And the only thing he sees is a woman's dress. What should he do? He should run outside naked? Or he should put on the dress? So he says, it's pashut that going out naked is worse. Those are certain things you should figure out with your brain that the Torah doesn't even have to write. Kasha from the Sugyan Brachas, the Rambam Paskins, that you see your friend wearing Kalayim Bashuk, you rip it off even Bashuk. So Rav Glasner writes, Vani Omer, the Kol Sha'asr L'Klal Mina Enoshi, anything that's Asr for all human beings, all enlightened people, that's the law, that's considered human decency, basic human decency. It can't be mutter for us. What people don't do can't be mutter for us. In other words, there's certain things they're just not acceptable. It's against the ratzon of Hashem, even though it doesn't say it explicitly. It's usher for them. Nobody does it, but Jews do it. And the Torah says, the Goyim will say, Ki mi goy gadol shelo chukim mishpatim tzaddikim. Who is this great nation that has all these righteous laws? And then if we don't follow them, then they're going to say we're a bunch of idiots. We're a bunch of fools. So that's a very, very interesting discussion of Rav Glasner. There was an article written about this by professor from New York University, Professor Daniel Sinclair, from 13 years ago. And he has a lot of interesting sources, particularly in the footnotes, about this inyan, about natural law, and Noahide law, Maod Maod Manyan. In this context, it's also interesting in the Sefer La'avdecha Be'emes, which is a collection of eulogies about Rabbi Yehuda Amital, Zichrona Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Har Etzion. So this article was written by Rabbi Yoel Ben Nun, well-known Tanakh specialist in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes, "Echad avikuchim agdolim v'amiratkim haovrim b'yishivat Har Etzion midor ledor u'machloket al b'sar adam. Hanyan echel achar shetparseim sipuro shel matos shetrasek b'harei ha'indim v'nikbar b'shelek. Zman rav avar ad shigiu ha'machaltzim el ha'nitzolim shenesheru b'chaim b'beten ha'matos. Achar shetzi otam misham et b'er shanosim shesardu achlu at b'sar chavreihem ha'meitim. Hasipur garam lezi'azua gadol me'od וגם אותם אנשים היו זקוקים לעזרה ולטיפול פסיכולוגי. השפעת המקרה לא פסחה גם על הישיבה, ובעקבות הדברים מתעורר דיון בשאלה הלכתית. מה קורה עם אדם לישראל במצבי פיקוח נפש, בחירה בין עשר אדם אל מול בשר כלב או חמור? הרב ליכטנשטיין לימד שיעור ודן בגדרים של בשר אדם מן המת, שלא מפורש איסורו בתורה, ונתון במחלוקת ראשונים, לעומת בשר הכלב או החמור, המפורשים בתורה לאיסור. הרמיטל כדרכו אמר שלפי הרב קוק בשר אדם חמור הרבה יותר. לכן הרב קוק הסביר שבשר אדם חמור הרבה יותר משאר בשר בעלי חיים, עד שהתורה לא רצתה לצוות על זה, כיוון שזה טבוע בנפש האדם לסלידה ולזעזוע. אם מצווים על דבר כזה זה פוגם בנפש, המתאבת את הדבר גם ללא הציווי. כך רב כותב בחזון הצמחונות והשלום. נראה שהרב קוק רמז בכך בין השאר גם בכללה, ואכלתם בשר בניכם ובשר בנותיכם תאכל, הוא המשקף את נקודה זו בויקרא כ"ו כ"ט. בחורי הישיבה עמדו בפני החיזיון המתאים הזה, שני ראשים לישיבה שלא מסכימים על כל דבר, שעולם הרוחני שונה מאוד, והם מובילים את הישיבה באהבה ובאחווה, בשלום ובריאות. היכן יש דוגמה לדבר בכל העולם כולו? בנוסף, עצם העובדה שראשי ישיבה מנהלים ויכוח גלוי ונותנים לתלמידים אפשרות לבחור לאיזה צד הם נוטים, היא יוצאת מגדר הרגיל. So there was a story many years ago, for those who didn't understand, that there was a plane that crashed and people were stuck for a long time on the plane. It was buried in the snow, and what they did was they ate the flesh of their dead friends to stay alive. Rahman al-Islam. And people were shocked by this, and the people who were involved needed psychological counseling. So in the yeshiva in Harei Tzion, they discussed it. So Rav Lichtenstein gave a lamed shashir, talking about Bisar Adam in Ames, which is not mefurish from the Torah. And if Bisar Kelev, Bisar Chamor, eating a dog, eating a donkey, it is mefurish b'Torah. So maybe it would be better to eat human flesh than eating a dog or a donkey. So he discussed it from purely halachic standpoint. And Rav Amital felt, he didn't give a whole shir, he just says, according to Rav Kook, it's aser. And it's quoted here, I don't remember, I read the Chazon HaTzimchanut V'Hashalom many, many, many years ago, but that Rav Kook says that the Torah didn't command us to eat human flesh because it's just too disgusting. There's just certain things the Torah couldn't tell us not to do because it would just lower us. We don't need it, and it would be a disgrace to have to tell people not to eat human flesh. But it's worse than eating unkosher food. So that was the machlokas. And that's where Rav Amital held. Lichtenstein held, no. Better eat human flesh. Al pi Torah, it's not as chamor. It's only in Isra Aseh, am I only Yosef Rabbanon. And Rabbi Dr. Ben Nun concludes, he says, what a beautiful concept that these two rabbis who are running the yeshiva and see the world in such different ways are able to get along. So I thought that was a nice story, nice way to end the shir. And obviously this is a very, very loaded topic, and it touches on the question of universal mussar. By the way, if you want to read in Tradition 1991, there's an article by Rabbi Dr. Ellman, also in Tradition in 1998. You can read there in English, both available online. And the Tshuva Nesri Deish is in Chelek Gimel Kuf Chav Zayin that we mentioned earlier. And we should be zocha that obviously this should never be lamaisa. But thought this was a very interesting shir, and we should be zocha to never to meet a cannibal. That's all I can say. All right, thank you for listening, sweet friends. Mitz Hashem, there's always more to say. We should be zocha to say it. Simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol shalom shalom suvis and us beloved friends.